Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
At the start of this worldwide pandemic that we're out of right now, I hooked up with somebody. You know, this is a good tie-in here because I've been talking about Mike Kenny from Defined Destinations. Mike's a guy that I traveled with several years ago and to Italy. And I reached out to him at the beginning of the pandemic. I said, is there someone in Italy that you can hook me up with? And Linda Garofano was that person. She's a tour guide in Rome, and she's back with us. We ended up keeping in contact every few months for the past couple of years. I felt badly, now that things are going better, Linda, that we hadn't spoken in a while. How are you?
I'm fine. And you? How are you?
Well, we're doing fantastic over here. We finally have some really nice weather in St. Louis after the heat has been a little bit too much over the summer. But first and foremost, thank you for staying up late because, what is it, like 10:30 in Rome right now?
Yeah.
Well, it
is 10:30. I'm not in Rome. I'm southern Italy, but it is 10:30.
Okay. Well, thank you for staying up. I don't know if you're someone who goes to bed early or not. Let's just start on the COVID front right now, because what kind of restrictions are still in place? How has the summer been in Italy? Does it feel back to normal?
It really does feel back to normal. The only restriction that was up, and it will be up until September 30th, and then on October 1st, we'll get rid of this last one, is that there is a mask mandate just in public transportation and hospitals. But as I said, from October 1st, it will be gone as well.
Well, that's excellent.
It is true that we still have COVID cases. Today, the rate of positive tests is about 18%, but it is pretty stable.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way it is right now. I had a friend who had COVID last week. I just found out about it in the last couple of days, and we've had a few people even here in the building. I think that a lot of people might be bracing to a certain extent what might come here in the fall, but it seems like the people who are catching COVID are having mild cases. We don't have high rates of hospitalization. So that's a really good thing. I think it feels more like normal here in the U.S. than it has in 2.5 years, for sure.
Pretty much the same here, yes.
Well, how has tourism been?
Oh, tourism has been like never before. I have to say that after that time with no work at all, we had way too much for the whole summer. I'm still on tour right now, and I will be until the end of November. So this has been a huge season for
now,
us.
Yeah, are you getting a lot? Where are your visitors coming from? You got a fair amount here from the States. Are they other European nations? Where are they coming from?
I mostly work with Americans, so my market is the American market, but we see a lot of different nationalities around. The only ones that are still missing are the Asians, of course, but the more or less all the Asian countries, but little by little, even that is coming back to normal. I have seen some Koreans around, but the vast majority is right now Germans, British, French, yeah, and a huge number of Americans.
Well, I don't want you to be mad at me, but I mentioned Mike's name. He's the one who connected us, and I called Mike earlier in the summer, and I promise you that Italy was on my list, but we were trying to figure out a place to take a bunch of listeners from here in St. Louis, and we did settle on Spain. I am coming back to Europe, though, next spring, and we're taking a group of listeners to Barcelona and Madrid. We have to put Italy, especially the southern coast of Italy, on this travel list for the future. I promise you that, but Spain kind of seemed like a no-brainer. Your feelings aren't hurt, Linda, are they?
No, absolutely. I mean, Spain is a beautiful place, and as far as you travel, everything is fine, really.
Yeah. Well, I do sense there's still a lot of people from America that, you know, you forget they may have had a trip scheduled for two summers ago or even last summer when it didn't feel like it was the right time of year to travel overseas. And I think now this is going to open up quite a bit, which is good news. I never want to drag anyone who's not comfortable into politics, Linda, but you had an election there in Italy, and it was maybe a bit of a surprise to the rest of the world. Can you give me any reflections on what happened in that race for prime minister?
Well, in reality, I don't know about the rest of the world, but I was totally expecting it. And like me, most of the people here, we saw it coming, actually. And but it is too soon to tell you what it's going to be like. Yeah. I mean, up until now, it has been a lot of blah, blah, blah. Like, campaign is always like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're familiar.
Right now, we have...
Yeah.
But right now we have to see. I mean, it takes about 1 month. Our system is really different than yours. So right now there is still the old government that is taking care of everything.
Right.
This government is forming right now. So this woman who has had the majority, she is now in charge of forming a government and presenting a list of ministers to the President of the Republic to be approved. This altogether, this process is going to take about a month.
Yeah.
And of course, the former government is pushing for them to be as fast as possible because they want the really heavy stuff on them right now. So in a month or so, I'll be able to say a bit more. I don't want to give you a personal opinion. I just am trying to give you like
no, I get it.
They are.
I get it. When you say, though, this is where I'm curious, because, yeah, I'm glad you explained that. It's very different than what we have over here. You have to have Parliament be seated, you know, before negotiations on who becomes prime minister, and then they have the new government that's going to be installed, hopefully, by the end of October, early November. When you say that you saw this coming, a lot of people in Italy saw it coming. Were there issues related to COVID, lockdowns, things along those lines that sort of pushed in this direction? Or what would you say that it was? Economic issues or a variety and sort of a mix of all those?
Can I be honest? I think it's the fear for what is around the corner with this war in Ukraine and the price of gas being so high here. We're being impacted really badly. So I think it was fear. And this fear has driven way too many people not to go vote, which is not very European, I understand. But we had a huge number of people that did not go vote.
Yeah.
And and the other coalition didn't seem to be compact. And of course, they paid their price. So this coalition, for bad or good that it is, they presented themselves as a compact team. But as I said, the real deal is to see in the next 2 months what is actually on the table and what these people are up for.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a good take, and I think we will watch. I think sometimes we forget how close you are to what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. When it comes to gas prices, they've come down here quite a bit, and I'd say for a regular unleaded, they're right about $3.35. I don't know what that would translate to. Can you give me an idea of how high gas prices are?
I think that you pay your gas by the gallon. We go by the liter.
Right.
I don't know exactly the price of gas right now. I have been traveling for so long that I haven't driven a car for a long time. But it is, at one point, it was very close to €2 per liter. And the other thing is that when I say the price of gas, the cost of energy.
Yes.
This is a serious problem. I'll give you an example. I was at home on the 13th of July for like 2 weeks because both myself and my husband, we had COVID one after the other. We used the air conditioning. Normally, we pay our electricity bill is around 70 euros per month. Mm-hmm. We paid 390 for those 15 days.
Oh, wow.
That's
about $287 US, especially when it's compared to just 70 euro, right? That's quite, and
exactly.
And that's what we've heard over here. I think we have some of that maybe that's going to happen into the winter over here where there's going to be sticker shock, but that does put it into perspective. There's no doubt about it. Well, Linda, it's always great to hook up with you. It sounds like things overall are going well. I'm glad that tourism is back as we head into the fall here. We will certainly keep in touch, and I hope the government forms in a positive way for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.
Was nice to hear from you.
It's awesome
thank
to connect
you, you
with
too.
You. Yeah, Linda Garofano, who is up there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.